From the United Nations Environmental Sabbath. May the Holy Spirit guide us as we seek to heal and to nurture the earth and all its creatures, to live in the midst of creation, and to love one another as brothers and sisters with all life.
From the Old Testament, 10th century B.C., the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away, for behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth and ripens her green figs, and the vines are in blossom and give forth their fragrance. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away.
Two works by the Persian poet Mevlana Rumi, 1207 to 1273. When we pray alone. We are brought thick desserts, and we rarely refuse them. We worship devoutly when we're with others. Hours we sit, though we get up quickly after a few minutes when we pray alone. We hurry down the gullet of our wantings, but these qualities can change as minerals in the ground rise inside trees and become tree, as a plant faces an animal and enters the animal, so a human can put down the heavy baggage and be light.
Ode number 1370 from the Divan Eshams. Today is the beginning of spring. Let's assume the whole world is a big beehive. Let's jump, fly like honeybees from one flower to another. Let's build every hive of six chambers, fill them each with nectar, and build a better and sweeter world.
From Cantico delle Creatore by St. Francis of Assisi, 1181 to 1226.
Praise be to you, my Lord, with all your creatures, especially Brother Sun, that illuminates our every day. And he is beautiful and radiant and shines with great splendor.
Praise be to you, my Lord, for Sister Moon and stars that are clear and precious and beautiful.
Praise be to you, my Lord, for Brother Wind and Air, cloudy and serene and for every time.
Praise be to you, my Lord, for Sister Water that is very useful and humble and precious and chaste.
Praise be to you, my Lord, for Brother Fire that illuminates the night and is beautiful and playful and robust and strong.
Praise be to you, my Lord, for Sister Mother Earth that sustains and governs and produces different fruits with colored flowers and herbs.
Praise be to those who keep them all in peace.
Praised be my Lord for our body, mortal, which no living being can escape. A haiku from Japanese poet Onitsura, 1660 to 1738. They blossom, and then we gaze, and then the blooms scatter, and then...
Harbingers. By Japanese poet Matsuo Basho, 1644 to 1694. Spring, too, very soon. They are setting the scene for it, plum tree and moon.
A North American Seminole poem, song for bringing a child into the world. You, day sun, circling around. You, daylight, circling around. You, night sun, circling around. You, poor body, circling around. You, wrinkled age, circling around. You spotted with gray circling around. You wrinkled skin circling around.
Found by German poet and playwright Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, 1749 to 1832. Once in the forest I strolled content, to look for nothing my soul intent. I saw a flower, shaded and shy, shining like starlight, bright as an eye. I went to pluck it. Gently it said, "Must I be broken, wilt, and be dead?" Then whole I dug it out of the loam, and to my garden carried it home, there to replant it, where no wind blows. More bright than ever it blooms and grows.
Chartless by American poet Emily Dickinson, 1830 to 1886. I never saw a moor. I never saw the sea. Yet I know how the heather looks and what a wave must be. I never spoke with God, nor visited in heaven, yet certain am I of the spot, as if the chart were given.
Inversnaid by English poet Gerard Manley Hopkins, 1844 to 1899. This darksome burn, horseback brown, his rollback high road roaring down, in coop and in coom the fleece of his foam flutes and low to the lake falls home. A windpuff bonnet of fawn froth turns and dwindles over the broth of a pool so pitch black, fell frowning, it rounds and rounds despair to drowning. Degged with dew, dappled with dew are the groins of the braes that the brook treads through. Wiry heath packs, flitches of fern, and the bead bunny ash that sits over the burn. What would the world be once bereft of wet and of wildness? Let them be left, oh, let them be left, wildness and wet. Long live the weeds and the wilderness yet.
From Lebanese poet Halil Gibran, 1883 to 1931. And now you ask in your heart, how shall we distinguish that which is good in pleasure from that which is not good? Go to your fields and your gardens, and you shall learn that it is the pleasure of the bee to gather honey of the flower, but it is also the pleasure of the flower to yield its honey to the bee. For to the bee a flower is a fountain of life, and to the flower a bee is a messenger of love, and to both bee and flower the giving and the receiving of pleasure is a need and an ecstasy. Be in your pleasures like the flowers and the bees.
February Evening by Italian poet Umberto Saba, 1883 to 1957. The moon appears. The avenue remains sunlit, though evening has begun to fall. Indifferent youths will gather here, scatter towards small aims. And it's the thought of death that helps us, after all, to live.
The Lake Isle of Innisfree by Irish poet William Butler Yeats, 1885 to 1939. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the vales of morning to where the cricket sings, There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening's full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always, night and day, I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadways or on the pavements gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core.
The Negro Speaks of Rivers by American poet Langston Hughes, 1894 to 1962. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramid above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
Faith by Polish poet Czesław Miłosz, 1911 to 2004. Faith is in you whenever you look at a dewdrop or a floating leaf, and know that they are because they have to be. Even if you close your eyes and dream up things, the world will remain as it has always been, and the leaf will be carried by the waters of the river. You have faith also when you hurt your foot against a sharp rock, and you know that rocks are here to hurt our feet. See the long shadow that is cast by the tree? We and the flowers throw shadows on the earth. What has no shadow has no strength to live.
Chanson Innocente, number 1, by American poet E.E. Cummings, 1894 to 1962. In just spring, when the world is mud luscious, a little lame balloon man whistles far and wee. And Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies, and it's spring when the world is puddle wonderful. The queer old balloon man whistles far and wee. And Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope, and it's spring. And the goat-footed balloon man whistles far and
Two works by American poet Mary Oliver, 1935 to 2019, Last Days. Things are changing. Things are starting to spin, snap, fly off into the blue sleeve of the long afternoon. Oh, and ooh, come whistling out of the perished mouth of the grass as things turn soft, boil back into substance and hue, as everything, forgetting its own enchantment, whispers, I too love oblivion. Why not? It is full of second chances. Now hiss the bright curls of the leaves. Now booms the muscle of the wind. Praying. It doesn't have to be the blue iris. It could be weeds in a vacant lot, or a few small stones. Just pay attention, then patch a few words together, and don't try to make them elaborate. This isn't a contest, but a doorway unto thanks, and a silence in which another voice may speak.
After this deluge, by Austrian poet Ingeborg Bachmann, 1926 to 1973. After this deluge, I would like to see the dove, and nothing but the dove, saved once more. For I'd perish in this sea if she didn't fly away. if she didn't bring back in the last hour the leaf.
Water by Catskill on Hudson poet Hilda Conkling, 1910 to 1986. The world turns softly, not to spill its lakes and rivers. The water is held in its arms, and the sky is held in the water. What is water that pours silver and can hold the sky?
The Peace of Wild Things by American poet Wendell Berry, born in Kentucky in 1934. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
Lady Bird, A Memory of My Mother by South African poet Ingrid Jonker, 1933 to 1965. Gleam ochre, and a light breaks out of the sea. In the backyard, somewhere among the washing and a tree full of pomegranates, your laugh in the morning, sudden and small, is like a ladybird fallen on my hand.
Ocean by Chilean poet Pablo Neruda, 1904 to 1973. Body more perfect than a wave salt washing the sea line, and the shining bird flying without ground roots.
Overflow by Lebanese poet Nada El Haju, born in 1958. A word, a tear, and the universe was filled.
A poem by Gary Snyder, born in 1930 in San Francisco. In the next century, or the one beyond that, they say, are valleys, pastures. We can meet there in peace if we make it, to climb these coming crests. One word to you and your children. Stay together. Learn the flowers. Go light.
From the Women's Environment and Development Organization. I pledge allegiance to the earth and to the flora, fauna, and human life that it supports. One planet, indivisible, with safe air, water, and soil, economic justice, equal rights, and peace for all.